أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين.
And when he said to them, fear what is before you and what is to come after you, so that you may be shown mercy. And no sign from the signs of their Rabb comes to them except that they turn away from it. And when it is said to them, spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, the disbelievers say to the believers, should we feed those people whom, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, He would have fed them? You are in clear error. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and here there's a different discussion, that when the believers are advising the disbelievers, admonishing them, that you should fear what is to come before you in this world in the form of drought and difficulties and calamities, and what is to come after you, that is death and the difficulties of death, so that you may be shown mercy. A person keeps these things in mind and he checks himself. From disbelief becomes a believer, because he got fear that if I'm not going to believe, then I may face difficulties in this world, and greater than that is difficulties in the akhirat, in the qabr, from the time of death, and then the punishment to follow. So if you want Allah Ta'ala's mercy to come upon you, then fear these things, these realities that will definitely come. So Allah Ta'ala says thereafter, whenever any sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them, they turn away from it. No sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Rabb, comes to them, but they are turning away from it, meaning they are ignoring it. Now the different levels of signs, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلُ, the different signs Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran and Majid, the Anbiya alayhi muslim would come with mu'ajizat. So all these signs, they turn away from it, they ignore it, they don't pay attention, they don't take heed. They are very stubborn in their ways. And then when it is said to them, spend, Allah Ta'ala's command in the Quran, مَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا أَنْفِقُوا. Many places Allah Ta'ala says spend, and in one place Allah Ta'ala says مَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. So who will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a good loan, and Allah Ta'ala will multiply it manifold. So when it is said to them that spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, Allah is Razzaq, Allah gave you, Allah system, وَفِي أَمْوَالِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ, that there is a definite right in the wealth of the rich, لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, for the beggar and that person that is deprived. Allah Ta'ala has made a system in this world. There will be some that will have wealth, extra wealth, Allah Ta'ala will bestow upon them. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that is Allah Ta'ala's grace that Allah Ta'ala gives to whomsoever He wishes. And there will be some that won't have sufficient wealth. So it's a test for both. غني شاكر فقير صابر, the rich person that is grateful and spending his wealth in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do with his wealth, how to spend it, fulfilling zakat, fulfilling charity, what is the need of the time. And the faqir sabir, the poor person that is patient over that poverty that Allah Ta'ala put him. Some people, Allah Ta'ala, if Allah gave them wealth, then they would exceed the limits. And some people, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them poor, then it would be a means of them leaving Islam, leaving deen, turning away. So Allah ta'ala knows whom to give, why He gave. It's a test for both. Nevertheless, Allah ta'ala has a system in this world that the rich must take out the zakat, must take out the charity and give to the poor. So when it is said to them to do this now, to spend on the poor, then the disbelievers, they come out with an argument. They apply their minds and their logic. They said, Allah is Razzaq. Why we must feed them? Allah is Razzaq. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, Allah would have fed these people. Allah would have taken care of them. So why should we do it? So again, they are applying their minds and they're leaving out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, the tafsir ends here. But what we can understand, two things that we can just take a lesson from. One is, إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِدِينَ. Allah Ta'ala sends different signs. We should take heed. We should not turn away from it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi said, انقلابات جہا وائد رب ہے سن لو ہر تغیر سے صدا آتی ہے ففہم ففہم. The changes in the world is an admonisha. It's a reminder for man. Sometimes it's an earthquake, sometimes a natural disaster, sometimes conditions change overnight, like what happened in Burma in the 60s. So all these events that man sees, it's for him to wake up. Person is looking in the mirror, he sees his hair is turning white. I'm no more young. So take heed, the different signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the signs, the natural signs that shows Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah ta'ala's beauty. And then the different signs that life is about to come to an end. I must take heed, I must change my life. I must become a better person before moth overtakes me. And then the second aspect is applying one's logic in front of Allah Ta'ala's commands. This is a recipe for destruction. We are Muslims. Muslim means one that submits. We ignore our logic and we just accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.